If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
I got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update. Well, guys, we made it. Regular season has ended, but 12 teams remain. The playoff picture is set. And what better way to end the NFL 100th regular season by coming to the last play of the game on Sunday Night Football? Let's start there. Let's start there, guys. San Francisco 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks. San Francisco's up 26-21. Russell Wilson, fourth and goal from the five, hits Jacob Hollister, but it doesn't cross the plane. Time expires. San Francisco wins the NFC West. They win the number one seed, and the road to the Super Bowl in the NFC will go through San Francisco for the first time since 1997. Almost stumbled there. 1997, Jimmy Gucci Garoppolo led the way, 285 yards, 18 of 22 passing. Raheem Mostert had 57 yards and two touchdowns on 10 carries. Deebo Samuel, what can I say? He's a stud. Five catches, 102 yards. On the other side of the ball, for the Seahawks, Russell Wilson finished with 233 yards, two touchdowns. Travis Homer had 62 yards on 10 carries. And DK Metcalf, six catches for 81 yards and a score. Seattle now sits as the fifth seed in the NFC. And our next game we'll talk about matters to Seattle because, well, the Philadelphia Eagles took down the Giants 34-17. Carson Wentz, 289 yards, one touchdown. But Boston Scott, man, what a day. 19 rushes for 54 yards, but three touchdowns on the ground. And then he caught four passes for 84 yards. Unbelievable performance for the Eagles. On the other side, Daniel Jones finished with 300 yards, but one touchdown and one interception. Saquon Barkley looking like he'll be ready for next year. 92 yards on 17 rushes and a score. And Golden Tate had five catches for 68 yards and a score. But I mentioned this game because Seattle now, as the five seed, has to go into Philly or the wild card game. Pretty interesting. I mean, Seattle, what can you say? An 11-5 team, they got to go to Philadelphia. And it's going to be an interesting matchup. Carson Wentz taking on Russell Wilson here on Saturday, or I believe it's Sunday, actually. But let's keep going into some recaps. I'm only going to mention these briefly. The New England Patriots fell at home to the Miami Dolphins. What? They got to play in the wild card round for the first time since 2009. I don't know about you guys. I'm so excited to see Tom Brady and company finally play on opening weekend of the playoffs because Kansas City took down the Chargers 31-21. Pat Mahomes and company jumped into the second seed of the AFC playoffs and, well, they get a bye. So congratulations to Patrick Mahomes, who finished with only 174 yards and a score. But it was Damian Williams in that matchup who dominated on 124 yards on the ground, two touchdowns, 30 yards through the air on four catches as well. Also, I don't know if you guys saw the postgame of this game. Phillip Rivers, he finished with 281 yards, two touchdowns, two picks, but he poured his heart out in the presser. Very, very upset about how his team fared. But hey, that's the nature of the game. And Phillip Rivers, nice to see you still caring and showing some heart out there for
He may be on the merry-go-round himself, Fasano.
Maybe on the merry-go-round.
I got like 10 quarterbacks that may be in different laundry next year.
I think you're completely right. I mean, the whole league's going to be flipped next year. It's going to be
crazy. There's a lot of options for people. This merry-go-round is going to be not only for head coaches like we were talking about, but quarterbacks. It is going to be very interesting. Different flavors for different franchises, depending on where you are in the cycle and what you want to do.
Absolutely. A lot of majority of these quarterbacks, too, it's a question of will they be willing to take a backup role or are they going to be a starter somewhere? And I think I don't know how many are going to be willing to be backups, man. I mean,
it's interesting. Yeah,
it's really
At one point, we'll go like name by name and we'll try to project some of this. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting marketplace for the quarterback position.
Oh, absolutely. But you know what else is an interesting marketplace? head coaches in the NFL. And let's start with, well, the lowly Cleveland Browns. Even after a dispiriting loss to the lowly Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns head coach Freddie Kitchens acted like he would have a job to come back to today. Well, he didn't. Shortly after the team landed in Cincinnati, owner Jimmy Haslam and general manager John Dorsey sat down with Kitchens and relieved him of his duties. His first season as coach, a 6-10 finish. And I don't know about you guys.
At least he got to ride the plane home, though.
Yeah, but if I'm Freddie, I don't know if I'm going to find another spot. You really think
as a head coach? No.
He may be
able to be a positional coach or a coordinator kind of again. But yeah, he had his chance, and it became a dumpster fire.
It was a straight dumpster fire in Cleveland, especially after all the hype that they were getting. Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry. Well, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles, as they say. But we'll see. Maybe Freddie Kitchens finds a new home with some coaching staff in another city. Speaking of another coaching staff in another city, the Redskins are set to hire coach Ron Rivera after firing President Bruce Allen. Rivera becomes the 7th head coach hired by owner Dan Snyder. He's 58 years old, and he already may satisfy the Rooney Rule with his hire. He was fired from Carolina on December 9th after a 5-7 record. But you know what? There's a lot of promise here. We all knew Rivera was going to be the first coach off the board. I sense a lot of high expectations in Washington this upcoming season. But the coaching carousel still goes around. We'll see what happens as the offseason continues. But it's playoff time in the NFL. I'm going to send it back to Dane and Joe, helping you win some cash this Monday morning.
The Sports Grid Network.
Let it ride!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar bills, y'all.
So I wasn't sure if I missed it there, but was there any discussion on how the backups of Baltimore ended up beating the starters of the Steelers in that Fasano update? I might have missed. I know there was Fitzpatrick and there was...
I guess technically it's the backups for the Steelers, though, too. Duck Hodges and Benny Snell. at the top of the depth chart in Pittsburgh necessarily either. But
they were kind of forced into action. The Baltimore actually chose to go with backups that were better than most of the starters on the Pittsburgh Steelers. So it's no reason why. They should not have won that game, and they won it actually rather easily there. And also condolences to those of you that in the final minute 50 of that game had to watch 9 points be put on there because of Duck Hodges fumbling the ball. I'm sorry, a punt blocked in the end zone, which was recovered for a touchdown. And then Duck Hodges forgetting that you just can't throw the ball into the ground while you're in the end zone. They usually frown on that and call that intentional grounding, which often lands with a safety when you're in the end zone. But hey, Duck, you did a great job, man. You did what you can. Steelers now will be on the Ben Roethlisberger train, I am sure, as Big Ben did a great job a couple of weeks ago of reminding everyone that he is coming back. Sure, of course you are.
First.
Of course you are.
Get on
yes, you're going to have
first.
To stop looking like a homeless guy there. That'll be a good start. But Big Ben will be back. Hopefully they get a little bit healthier there. And I'm sure Mike Tomlin will be back. The big question mark surrounding that division, it is going to be Pittsburgh and Baltimore again, doing a whole lot of battle. But Cincinnati all of a sudden will become very interesting next year with Joe Burrow, Joe Mixon, a healthier offensive line. You know, don't forget, a couple of number one draft picks got blown out early there, got hurt early in the process. So Cincinnati is an interesting team. There were some questions about that coach and his future. Right. Would he get blown out? You brought in an offensive-minded guy. Now you've got you got Joe Burrow coming there. What, are you going to change it now?
Joe
Mixon.
I need that run defense to be not historically bad, regardless.
Yeah.
Even with Joe
Cincinnati.
Burrow.
They can bring it, though. Don't sleep on next year.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
All right, so it is without a doubt a new era in the AFC here as the playoffs get ready to begin this this Saturday. I think the Ryan Fitzmagic beatdown of the New England Patriots as a, 17-point dog in Foxborough, a place they haven't won since 2008, that being the Dolphins, should tell you everything you need to know that this is not, and I repeat, not just going to be another same old in the AFC for the New England Patriots. And there was much made, by the way, all week long, reports coming out of Boston how Belichick was screaming and preaching the entire time that this Miami Dolphins game had to be treated like a playoff game. And that the Dolphins were a playoff team, period. And if you won this game, then, you know, Belichick, of all people, understands what it is to have that week off and to be able to prepare, certainly from a coaching standpoint, not having to play that extra game. So he realized how big this was. And he did, from all indications are, he spent a lot of time this week trying to warn these guys that they're coming in here ready to go, guys, like that we just can't sleepwalk. And that's pretty much exactly what they did. So I'm not going to say again that it's over because you got to be in it to win it. But I do think for the first time in a very long time, there is a giant question mark in the AFC. And while, yes, you know, Baltimore is the number one seed and Kansas City is the number two seed, there are some teams that I think getting hot, like a Tennessee, like Buffalo, there's some interestingness here in the AFC, something we have not had in a long time. It's usually just been 1+1 = Patriots, Nate.
Yeah, absolutely. Remember, I've been starting to ride a different horse over the last few weeks, and that is the Kansas City Chiefs. And their number for the for the Super Bowl has gone down from plus 800 all the way down to plus 450. And I think that defense continues. But what we see now is the fact that as the two seed, it is Kansas City who gets a bye and will have somebody coming into Arrowhead, whether that is the New England Patriots or a team like the winner of the Houston-Buffalo game, based on what Tennessee does in Foxborough on Saturday. But you're right. It's more, you know, in the NBA, how it's more wide open because we don't have the Golden State Warriors this year. You know what I mean? It's kind of the same thing in the NFL without the Patriots as vintage Patriots. Now, they're still in the tournament, so I'm not going to put dirt on their grave just yet, although I am close to being comfortable doing so. But it is going to be wide open. And I think, you know how we talk about the new decade, Joe, we are seeing the changing of the guard, and I've been saying it for months, this idea of Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, and Patty Mahomes. And to be quite honest, I may have to put Josh Allen as like a tier B right below that as terms of these guys who are going to make plays. It looks like the changing of the guard in the AFC, and I, for one, am excited to see it. And I continue, Joe, I think people are not giving the Chiefs their just due.
Yeah, it's, well, I don't know. I don't know anybody that's going to sleep on the Chiefs in Foxborough here, and nobody's going to sleep on the Ravens either. It's going to be interesting to see who's left standing come Monday because you've got a team that's hitting on all cylinders in Tennessee, who has done a great job second half of the season to be able to get to where they are. Had to win this game finally. They did. And you got a Houston team that, listen, you got kind of an extra week's worth of rest because you didn't have to play anybody. So that actually worked in their favor. You know, question is, so did Buffalo. So Buffalo didn't have to, you know, for the first time in forever, Buffalo actually was able to go into week 17 without having to do this or having to win that. Like they kind of breathed a little easy. So kind of mindset for both of these two teams over the last, by the time they play this game, they will have had 2 weeks really to mentally prepare for this, get a little healthy and be ready to go. So this is going to be I think it's going to be a fun game. I really do, because of that secondary of the Houston Texans and John Brown's ability to stretch the field, that arm of his. Have we seen these two teams play before? I'm trying to remember if – I don't know if they have. Certainly not as currently constructed, but
right.
I think this is going to be an all-out fun game to watch, man. I think the Bills' defense, can they contain – Watson, and can they exploit that secondary there? Can Josh Allen get the ball downfield, you know, with precision, which remains to be seen. But I do think that's going to be a fun game to watch. There could be some points scored in that game sneakily.
There could be. However, Joe, remember, this Buffalo defense has done it against everybody, Joe.
Yeah.
Limited everybody to, you know, I think the one exception was the Eagles 1 week. But they've limited everybody to like 20 or below, you know. And I really wonder, Joe, I wonder about the Houston Texans offensive line. Okay, that's what it's going to be for me. I know this Buffalo defense can bring it. Can the Texans offensive line keep Deshaun Watson relatively clean? If he is, I trust that he can find guys and make plays. But as we've seen, that offensive line can eviscerate a team's chances. Laremy Tunsil got to get healthy and ready. You know, that's going to be the key matchup for me. Can that Texans O-line hold up?
Yeah, and that's been like that all. It's been like that. It feels like that forever. Like another year. Yeah. Here we are. Another 4 o'clock game for Houston, and sneakily though, you know, as a number five seed, Buffalo, you know, all of a sudden if they can get by Houston, you know, Buffalo sitting there as a five seed, and we already had that game, didn't we, with Baltimore and Buffalo? We did, right? And that was actually
for a little bit too. They contained Baltimore.
Yeah, that was pretty good game. So yeah, it's interesting the rematches that we might be in store for coming up here with these playoff games. But I think Tennessee and Vrabel going into New England is also another one of these. Who do you trust more at this point? And forgetting what, you know, if you had just seen these two teams over the last month here, Dane, without knowing the history of either.
Right.
Am I crazy to say that Tennessee, you'd be like, Tennessee's got to be what, a touchdown favorite in this one?
You would think so, right?
Right.
If there were no names on the jerseys, no prestige and resume with the name Bill Belichick, right? If I just look at what the Tennessee Titans have done with Ryan Tannehill as their quarterback, and I can't believe I'm saying this, right? But what is he, like 7-1 or something like that? They're averaging 28 points a game. Like, honestly, I can pencil in the damn Titans for 4 touchdowns.
Yep.
I don't know how this New England offense is going to keep up. I honestly don't. I think this New England defense is going to get punched in the mouth by Derrick Henry. Outside of what Curt Schilling once called mystique and aura, outside of that, on balance, I don't see how New England gets it done. They're relying on trick plays, Joe. They've been relying on trick plays for the better part of the last month. Unless Mohamed Sanu and Julian Edelman throw a touchdown each, I don't know how it's going to happen. I'm just afraid to say it out loud. You know what I mean? But it's all coming together. This could be the fall of Rome.
Yeah, it's interesting, the matchups, the teams there. You know, who are the hot teams going in to the playoffs right now, right? I would think that Tennessee, you'd have to consider Tennessee as a team that has been rolling. Buffalo as a team that has been rolling. Certainly Philly. Baltimore. Philly, you know, that's another big question. Is Philly getting hot at the right time, even with the injuries? Is Philly doing enough to go, guys, we've seen this before. You know, you get to this particular point, you just got to get in it. The hot team, they continue to snowball and continue to do good things. You know, Seattle's going the wrong way here, guys. Seattle, over the last month, not necessarily what I would consider to be world beaters here. So Philadelphia is a dark horse in the NFC, aren't they?
I'm hearing DeSean Jackson may be back. Nelson Aguilar, we don't know about Ertz, right?
Right.
Jordan Howard was back yesterday. We don't know about how serious the Miles Sanders ankle is. They could be getting people back at the right time. Like I said, Carson Wentz throwing into that hole.
Right. It's going to be very interesting week number one here, wild card coming up. And I'm sorry, man. I think there's a chink in the armor with the 49ers, too, guys. There's something to be concerned with this team. We'll talk about that coming up on The Grid. It is sportsgrid.com. Let's make it rain today.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
All right, so might be time for you with four bowl games on tap here today to get in the game. You can do so with a DraftKings Sportsbook account. All you got to do if you're listening or watching right now is get yourself a deposit bonus of up to $500, and you just got to go to DraftKings and open yourself up a DraftKings Sportsbook account, make yourself a deposit, and then place your first bet. DraftKings, they'll match it with a 50% bonus of up to $500. Now, the offer is eligible for all users and new users. You guys get ready. You'll get a risk-free bet of up to $200, but you got to go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Check out the website for details. So, Dan, I want to ask you, because it's funny, we get to this time of year and we get so enamored with offenses and points and or lack of and all of that good stuff. But I think it's safe to say that year after year, when we eventually get to the Super Bowl, we realize it's defenses that win Super Bowl championships. Like in the playoffs, defenses is what wins out. And as good as the 49ers have been this year, and they have been good, and we have been supporters of their, we're believers, but there is a chink in the armor. And much like some of the other teams we talked about, this defense is getting really banged up, and they are not what they started out, you know, with what was going on last night in the second half. You're talking about a Russell Wilson with a bunch of backups and scrubs, and while they were great in the first half, that second half was a totally different defense. They got gashed up and down the field there by Russell Wilson, number one. And number two, they've given up in the last four games this year, guys. They've given up 127 points. That is not what I would consider to be a defense that is peaking at the right time. And you had mentioned it, Buffalo, for instance, there, who, you know, hasn't gone ever, I think, without giving up more than 20 points. So when you rank the defenses heading into with the 12 teams remaining, I think there's a lot of fluff and there's a lot of hype around San Francisco. But the last 4 weeks, don't lie, guys, they've given up 127 points as a defense that was trying to win the number one seed. There's some area of concern there. Now, their offense, yes, we know they're great at offense. But we also know, so were the Rams last year, defense wins championships. I'm not sure I'm convinced that the 49ers, with all those injuries, are there just yet.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, Joe. You know, when we said it in Major League Baseball, how the home runs would disappear in the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. In the NBA playoffs, how all of a sudden it's not threes anymore. Like, it becomes a little bit more of a half-court game, right? And the same kind of thing here in the NFL playoffs, what we expect. We talk about all season long, your run game and your defense travels, right? And this is not the same 49ers defense. The fact that they have a bye will be very helpful. I think a lot of these defenses, Joe, you know how I always say style makes fight, you know? If they get a lead, let's say, then they get to put the hammer down, right? But which defense can just bring it regardless of the game flow, regardless of where they're playing? I think that is a very interesting take, because we've seen San Francisco be dominant, but we've seen them give up 40 points to a team like the Saints, right? But outside Falcons. Of Buffalo.
Yeah.
Outside of Buffalo, who Gabe Morency has a great defense over there, what defense, Joe, would you feel comfortable about against anybody? You know, like a lot of these defenses, we've talked, Joe, I've been on the Kansas City defense for a few weeks. We've been talking about team like the Packers defense, right? If Za'Darius and Preston Smith get going, but then they didn't look like Jack against Detroit yesterday. So to me, it's that outside of Buffalo, I think all these other defenses are inconsistent and need the kind of game flow, need to be able to get up and pin their ears back. So we'll see. I believe it's going to be style makes fight for a lot of these defenses, although I do still think that San Francisco, if they get the week off with the bye and they get a little bit healthier, I do think they are the best defense in the NFC.
You know, I've got to say there's a difference between full body of work and who is rolling right now? Who is playing the best defense right now?
Sure.
And the Eagles is by far playing some of the best defense right now in games that have to be had, have to be won. That defense is, and give Carson Wentz credit here, guys, but nobody is talking about that front and what they have been able to do, even with a banged-up secondary all year long, how they've really managed to come together on that side of the ball. Jim Schwartz and that defense has also been a huge part over the last month of why it is they've been able to rally the troops without the weapons on offense and keep Carson Wentz in games long enough to be able to get the job done. So they're battle-tested. There's a ton of experience. Fletcher Cox in the middle. Graham in the middle. That is a big-time defense playing big-time right now heading into going into a Seattle game here that – banged up offensive line. It's not a good matchup for Seattle at all at this point. You mentioned the Bills. The Kansas City Chiefs also by far playing some of the best defense that we have seen rolling in. Again, body work not great, but I
it's
trust
like a hot goalie in the NHL, right?
Exactly,
you got to get hot at the right time.
And those two teams right now, along with Buffalo, has been the most consistent, and I would throw Baltimore in there too.
Yeah.
You know, Green Bay's defense hasn't been consistent. You can't trust them. And that, I think, is the big problem there. So I like those deep. I think Buffalo, Philadelphia, and Kansas City, currently as constructed, going into the playoffs, are the three best current defenses going into this weekend. And they shouldn't be overlooked, I don't think, on any level.
Yeah, you know, I've been a fan of this Kansas City defense and their development. I personally, Joe, I would put San Francisco in that category, and I would leave the door open for Green Bay in that category as well, because I have seen them, like you said, inconsistently in flashes, be able to do the same thing, and some of that may be style making fight, or if they get up on it, and we'll see what the matchups for those teams. Obviously, San Fran and Green Bay will not be playing this weekend, and we'll see who winds up coming to their house. But, you know, for a team like New Orleans, let's say, right, being in the dome in their first game against the Minnesota team and then potentially having to go to Green Bay in January in the snow could be a little bit different for them as well. So I think the styles and the matchups will say a lot of this. But yes, Joe, I've been on Kansas City. We talk about Buffalo. I think you'd have to give Baltimore credit as well. And Philly is hot right now. Things are coming up roses for Philly, and we'll see if they get healthier. Joe, at one point in the game, I don't know if you were watching the game, Brandon Graham got dinged up. He couldn't go into the blue tent, Joe, because there was literally a line of people waiting to go into the blue tent. So they had to take him into the locker room. I've never heard that. It's ridiculous. So if they lick their wounds and get healthy, I'm with you, Joe. I'm leaning to a lot of these underdogs this weekend. Yep. I think the Saints may be the only favorite I like this weekend coming up.
Yeah, there is going to be some interesting matches and battles, certainly in the trenches right now, for some teams that seem to be at least on one side of the ball going the other way. And of course, having a great offense is wonderful, because but also it's a curse, because it masks a lot of your deficiencies. Ask Mahomes last year in Kansas City. If all of a sudden you take a step and there's nothing guaranteed about offenses, your defense isn't there. So that's why when we say this time of year, you got to pay attention to the defenses, because they're the ones that are going to carry you in January. The defense is. The offense may come or go, but what are you going to do if it's not there? And who's got the best defense to rely upon? Which is why Buffalo's a sleeper in this situation, which why Tennessee is also a sleeper in this situation here. So Seattle, I think they'll be lucky to get past Philadelphia. I really do. That defense has got some holes, man. Big time holes.
Listen, it's the same thing we talk about, Joe. Like, can I ever fully count Russell Wilson out? No. But I think it will be a challenge for them. You know, things are going bad at the wrong time. And to your defensive point, Joe, I can't say this enough. You know, I've been on it. That's why I believe the fact that Kansas City has an evolving and improving defense is so effing huge, Joe.
Yep.
I really believe this Kansas City defense is getting better at the right time. You add that to the video game they have on the other side. Oh, and by the way, Joe, I'll tell you right now, it's not like Nicole Hardman can't run one back, you know, in a playoff game as well. And when I say defense, I mean the human joysticks they have on special teams as well.
I can't think of two defenses I trust the least, whether it be Houston or Seattle right now. I think those two are the biggest, weakest links in the – I just don't see a path for either with those two defenses as constructed. Now, they may get Watt back. You know, at least they're hoping for that, or pushing out, like that might be an opportunity. But even still, I just don't see those two defenses unless something crazy happens. I also don't see I don't trust Minnesota's defense. I've also watched them get progressively worse as the season went on. So,
they're better at home too, Joe. We know that.
Yeah, it's a one trick pony there, I don't trust them. You know, you've got to have that defense ready to rock and roll for all the faults of Jared Goff last year in the Rams, that defense was the reason why they ended up getting in there. And that defense, by the way, was the reason why they still had a chance to win that game last year. So defense is going to matter. I only see a handful of teams that actually have one that I think can win a Super Bowl with it, Dean.
Yep. I agree with you. And, you know, it's interesting. You say Houston and Seattle. I think they're very similar coming into this playoffs, right? You mentioned the defense. And then on the other side, it's like, well, maybe Russell Wilson will pull a rabbit out of his hat. Maybe Deshaun Watson will pull a rabbit out of his hat. But outside of that, hey, I don't know. And I don't trust those offensive lines to protect those men anymore either.
Yep. It's a little bit wide open. I mean, there are some favorites that you'd give the edge to, but wide open this year, which is interesting. Not clear-cut favorites like we had last year. So we'll dive into some of these bowl games coming up. Take a look at that national championship line as well. We'll do that next year on the grid, sportsgrid.com.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much in the month of December. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Yeah. Well, GTs are naturally occurring because it's raw and fully fermented for 30 days.
No kidding. Just talking about it makes me want to grab a trilogy flavor right now.
When you drink a kombucha, it means you love your guts. Because a healthy gut can help with less bloating, digestion support, boosted immunity, better mood, improved skin, and just your overall health. I've been drinking GT's Gingerberry since the new year to introduce more good bacteria to my system. GT himself told me that kombucha is its most potent and beneficial on an empty stomach.
Man, do I love GTs. I usually drink it in the afternoon to give me a little pick-me-up and treat myself.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
So, of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that the New York Jets ended up winning a game yesterday.
Yeah.
in Buffalo, and if you had to watch any of that game, I am so sorry. My thoughts and condolences to
that. I got a silver lining for you on that one, Joe. Yeah,
there's no, not if you were stuck watching it. No silver lining.
No,
it was
awful. I got a silver lining for you, Joe.
Yeah, pretty much awful. A lot like watching paint dry that game there, and missed field goals and some field goals and turnovers. But listen, the truth is, the Jets finished the season now. Second half going 6-2. They ended up with somehow 7 wins, which is pretty much what the number was there to start the season, and they managed to pull it off. So we can say what we want about Adam Gase and how terrible he is, and I'm still not I've long been sold on Adam Gase a long time ago. He will eventually self-implode. But maybe the thing that they can roll into the offseason is knowing that, hey, they stuck together. This team, he did progress a little bit there, Sam Darnold. Maybe if he doesn't get mono next year, this is a team that I think next year has to win at least 9 games. Otherwise, if they go backwards, let us not forget Woody's back after next year. Yeah, he's finished over, and the ambassadorship is over next week. He will be back, and I can assure you when Woody gets back, there better be at least 9 wins on the board next year, or heads will roll. I can assure you of that. So, Adam Gase, congratulations. 7 wins. You did it. You held the team together. So now what happens moving forward? Going to be interesting to see the draft, where they sit at number 11. And what kind of moves do you, all of these guys we heard you were going to trade? All right, let's see what kind of moves they're going to make moving forward.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. Right now, I'll tell you, the Jets better wind up with like 2 offensive linemen and an edge rusher with their first 3 picks of the draft. It didn't work out too bad last time they went O-line heavy with DeBrickashaw Ferguson and Nick Mangold as their 2 ones. But you're right, Joe. The narrative is going to be like, hey, they went 7-9 and their quarterback had mono. And even though he missed a couple of games, there were other games probably getting back into it. Their prized like culture linebacker played, 2 games all season? Avery Williamson, another big-time linebacker, got hurt in that preseason game. So there's a narrative to see that the arrow's pointing up. Here's what I wanted to tell you about a silver lining, though, Joe, and it's for you and me, okay? Because what a lot of people don't realize is we now know the 2020 schedule, or at least the opponents, because you know what division you play and you know who else you play. And the Jets will have a third-place schedule, being third in the AFC East. And so, Joe, that means they play the third-place team in the AFC West, the AFC North, and AFC South. And that is the Cleveland Browns in the North. I like that one. The Indianapolis Colts in the South. And, Joe, we may get a road tilt against the Las Vegas Raiders. So, Joe, how about we plan a trip? Maybe next November, you and me make it rain remote out there in Vegas. I'm excited that I think they'll the schedule makers will make that a road game for New York. And I like the idea of maybe being able to see that new stadium in Vegas. How about we book a trip, Joe?
Yeah, depends on who they draft, because I will not go there and be aggravated whatsoever watching Adam Gase just fumble all over himself.
2 offensive linemen and an edge rusher. What do you say, Joe? Let's do it.
They better. It better happen, man. Otherwise, I don't know what you're doing, Joe Douglas. I don't know what any of you are doing, but I do think the clock is ticking. So it'll be interesting to see. And don't forget, they will have at least some of those pieces on defense Greg Williams hoped he'd have. He should be able to have back,
but
the trading is going to be very interesting on who they make available here for the Jets. I think is going to be fun.
Keep Lev Bell.
I
got to
tell you,
Jamal
I'm
Adams.
Also more concerned for Colts. I mean, you mentioned third place team, but this is going to be a very interesting offseason for them because it was a very sobering end to the season, getting boat raced there by the dumpster fire of all dumpster fires, the Jacksonville Jaguars. They also, don't forget, they had a league high 98, almost 99 million in cap space they'll have rolling into 2020 here, guys.
They can spend.
So what are you going to do? Brissett had one of the weirdest years I think I've ever seen. He was not expected to be the starter, thrust into the starter spot, gets an extension. He really wasn't healthy for the second half of the season. I don't know how much that knee, ever since the Pittsburgh game, he was not the same. But he's due to make $15 million in cash next season. That much I know. And maybe, just maybe, what if Nick Foles becomes available? Or Teddy Bridgewater becomes available?
Yeah, there's a lot
or
of names
Cam
out there.
Newton? Or really, Philip Rivers going indoors here at this point in his career. So they do have options and they have money. What do they do with it? I can't wait to see what they do with it, because they have no real weapons outside of T.Y., who obviously couldn't stay healthy. Are you going to address the quarterback spot? Because this would be the year to do it, I think, Dan, given what the free agency market is going to provide.
It would be. They got to look themselves in the mirror first. There's a ton of teams here, Joe. You know, you put Brissett, I kind of put him in the same level as, you know, Las Vegas. There's rumors about Carr, right? You talk about Tannehill. We talk about Jameis, who, by the way, went 30-30 in a way that you don't want to talk about usually. But this merry-go-round, Joe, I got like 11 quarterbacks. Yeah. Honestly, where we could play the game like, will they be there next season? And Joe, here's the dirty little secret. Tom Brady doesn't have a contract next year either, Joe.
And if it's
the fall of Rome, what will a coach do there? You know, I mean, it's different flavors, right? Do you want a guy like a Cam or a Dalton? Do you want a end of career guy like a Rivers? Do you want a guy that's maybe like a change of scenery, like a Carr or a Teddy? Then there's three or four options in the draft, you know? It's going to be very, very interesting. The Colts are one of those teams that, you know, how much of an impact was it that Brissett got hurt? How much of an impact was it that you missed guys like T.Y. Hilton and Ebron and, you know, some of the other wide receivers? Do they realize that they have a ways to go? Or, like you're saying with some of these other teams that, not like the Jets, do they have an excuse and a narrative to just take a shot? You know, in a similar way, both the Jets and the Colts finished with 7 wins. Do they think they have issues? Or do they think, ah, let's just take another crack at it? It's going to be very, very interesting. I think Brissett, you know, they did sign him to a deal, Joe, but it's not like a deal they can't get out of if they want to.
Well, they're going to have to get off the pot, though, rather quickly. Yep. They do have more money than anybody this year to be able to spend. So if you're going to do it and you're going to make the change, this would be the year to do it. And, you know, don't discount Eli, too. What happens to him? Does he want to be a starter? Does he not? Does he come back to New York? There are some teams that...
11 names here, Joe. It's ridiculous.
And they still have draft picks, too, which is what cracks me up with Indy. I mean, they are the most cash and draft rich that we have seen in a long time. And I like what the organization has done. That offensive line is still going to be top five in the NFL. But they're going to have to do something with that damn defense, too. They've got to get somebody outside of Darius Leonard to be able to, you know, make a tackle and, you know, try intercept. Darius Leonard, when your linebacker has the most interceptions on the team, that's a problem. That's pretty much a problem. And that's exactly what that defense was. It was a one-man show, and even he couldn't stay healthy for most of the year. Too good a team, too much talent on that team to be a mere 7-win team. And then, of course, another thing the Jets better do, you got that many quarterbacks out available. Get a backup. Will you please?
Absolutely.
And get a kicker. Get a kicker.
Sure.
Get a kicker.
I'll see that. I think the Colts are a team where, you know, like you said, they have money. Remember, there's guys, there's like a Jadeveon Clowney could be out there, right? That would be a huge piece to add to a team like that. They get some of these guys back. I don't know that guys like, you know, you're not going to be sexy and excited about like getting Devin Funchess back, for example.
No, right.
But that will have some impact. And then they can spend money. I do like what Ballard's done. Maybe they find some, you know, good draft pieces. They found Darius Leonard. They found Quentin Nelson. You know, so I do have faith in Reich and Ballard to do things the right way more than some of these other teams, Joe. So with the money, and then if they make that decision at quarterback, whether it's Brissett, a healthy Brissett, because remember, Frank Reich likes him, Joe.
Yeah,
Frank Reich thinks that's his guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And they're not that far away. So it'd be interesting to see what direction they go. A lot of these teams have to look themselves in the mirror, Joe, and they will. A
lot of talk, too, here this morning about they plan on bringing Fitzpatrick back here to Miami.
Yo,
so
absolutely.
Sitting number 5 in the draft. Now, of course, they've got a million draft picks over the next couple of years, so they have some options. But listen, if Tua falls to him, maybe you're going to have a bridge year one way or the other.
Whatever it is,
bringing back Fitzpatrick makes probably the most sense for Miami. And he loves it here. He had so much fun. I could see him staying put here in Miami. And then the question becomes, what happens to the dude behind him right now? I don't know what to make of him anymore, man. I really don't. Where does he land? I'm sure he lands somewhere, but talk about a guy that needs to be in the right place at the right time, who has not thus far. And what is he, 23 years old? I mean, he's still got a ton of time, but he's got to get to a place that's willing to see what they have, you know? Maybe the Raiders or something along, you know, Gruden loved him. Gruden loved Josh Rosen. Then what's Gruden going to do? What is Gruden going to do at quarterback? I can't wait to see this. I can't wait, you know, because I bet you one thing, he'd love Fitzpatrick. He would love him.
But there's so many options, Joe. There's so many options. For a team like the Raiders, do you want to take one of these established guys and draft a kid? Do you want to have two of these guys battle it out together and see how the dust settles? But you're right. Ryan Fitzpatrick is a key cog to any team that's bringing in a kid. I'm going to say something for the first time, Joe. Might be controversial, but I think you may be on this because I know you're not a huge development of Burrow and how it translates. I think Justin Herbert is a better pro quarterback than Joe Burrow.
Listen, you're not alone.
And the Dolphins have the assets, right? I'm telling you right now, Ryan Fitzpatrick might get on the horn to a kid like Justin Herbert and be like, hey, I'm your new mentor, brother, man. I really could see Herbert having a better NFL career than Burrow, and this could turn out, you know, roses for a team like the Miami Dolphins. Either at five or them to go up to 2 and 3.
You get this kid wins a second national championship here at Clemson. I can assure you there are going to be people who will pass up the opportunity to grab a quarterback this year, and you know, tanking for Tua,
the 2 year tank.
They'll be tanking for Trevor Lawrence. I can promise you that, man.
Let me ask you this, Joe: if Trevor Lawrence wins this game, why should he even go back to school?
Yeah, it's a fair question. You know, especially seeing how he was laid out on the ground there in the middle of the second quarter of that game. So it's a fair question.
You're undefeated in 2 years. You know you're the number one pick the following year. Don't you just go to like IMG Academy for 12 months and that's it?
Yep. But I mean, who needs a quarterback in the top five? Miami sits at five. Cincinnati's going Burrow. Washington's got their guy. Detroit's got Stafford. I doubt they would waste the three pick on his replacement.
Joe. That's interesting.
They need so much help across the board. The Giants are going to stick with Daniel Jones. So Miami really is going to have the second shot at a quarterback unless somebody offers the world to move up.
Someone's going to trade up to hot Miami. Whoever likes the kid, whether it's Herbert or Tua, whatever, another quarterback needy team will look to hop Miami and trade with Washington or someone else.
They're going to want the world, though. Yeah. Like, how sold are you on any of these quarterbacks? How sold are you on any of them?
I like Herbert. I think Herbert's the best of the class.
I don't mind a kid from Washington, too. We'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll start talking some quarterback futures here. But
what do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
All right, guys, we got four bowl games today, too, beginning at 12:30, the ServPro First Responders Bowl in Dallas there. Western Kentucky taking on Western Michigan. Illinois-Cal will be the Red Box Bowl. That'll be at 4 o'clock. Also 4 o'clock, Mississippi State-Louisville in the Franklin American Mortgage City Bowl. And then it'll culminate tonight down in my neck of the woods here as the Orange Bowl, the Capital One Orange Bowl. We'll have the Gators taking on the Cavaliers, Virginia taking on Florida. Virginia, 14-point underdogs in here, and that's probably not enough points for that game. But we did take a look at the upcoming draft order. That was solidified, and it's so funny because Miami, it was that whole tank thing all year. Where they started and where they ended is just remarkable. But they kind of sit pretty there at number five, given what we know about, let's face it, Joe Burrow, the kid from Oregon, right? And Tua, who, by the way, is not going to be able to play next year. We already know this. So if you're going to take Tua, you need to have a bridge one way or the other. And some people have him on some of these mock drafts. They have him going down in the teens. So it's interesting. But Cincinnati and Washington, I think we can take Burrow and Chase Young, especially if Rivera's going to Washington defense.
Sure.
They're going to take Chase Young. They're going to take him. So then you have Detroit and the Giants, who neither need a quarterback, and Miami sits there at five. So even if Herbert, like you say, maybe somebody moves up to grab Herbert or even Tua, there ain't going to be two teams willing to move up, right? I mean, so Miami's right where they want to be.
Yep, it could wind up good for them. And think of the assets they got for trading Fitzpatrick, trading Tunsil, trading Stills.
Right.
Somebody's going to go up, though. The Eagles went up to get Wentz. The Rams went up to get Goff. Even the Bears go up to get Trubisky. You know, teams trade up a bunch. And so there's going to be a lot of action and inquiries to Detroit and the Giants, in my opinion. I think those two teams will be the gatekeepers of the 2020 draft.
There are way more, I think, sure things defensively and skill position-wise this year than the actual quarterback position. Because even like you said, I'm not convinced Burrow's going to translate into a NFL quarterback. I'm not. I think Chase Young, day one, is going to have an impact on the defense, and I think there's more of those guys.
The lineman, that might be a safer back.
Yep, exactly it. All right, Morning After's next. Dane and I will have all the breakdowns and get you ready for the week ahead tomorrow on Make It Rain. Good luck to you here, guys. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
At CarMax, we're pretty flexible with how you can buy a car. If you'd rather scroll through 50,000 cars instead of walking the lot, go for it. If you want to see how a car smells on the lot before you buy it, by all means. Hey, we all have our things. Want the whole thing to come to you without ever leaving home? Buy online. Compare how the speakers sound when playing your favorite mix? Yep, visit our lot. And if you want to browse a little on the lot and in select markets have it delivered at home, we're certainly not stopping you. CarMax, the way it should be.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.